stop making excuses. Let's talk about how to stop making excuses. People always come up with one excuse or another for why they can't do something. And sometimes you don't know when the appropriate time to challenge people is. How do you challenge people respectfully, but still get the effect that you're after? We want people to be dialed into the idea that they can make their goals happen, but they have to get rid of excuses. I think excuses fall into three categories: social, family and personal, and work. Let's say I'm going to a birthday party and make the excuse that I have to take a few bites of cake or I have to have a drink when everyone else is because it's a party. No, I don't have to. That's an excuse. One time I went to an extremely expensive restaurant for a business trip that serves phenomenal food. Here I was with my grandmother, friends, and business associates all eating this amazing food, family style, but I had previously decided to go on a fast. Even though it would have been really easy to excuse myself, I stood strong and refused to break. An example of a family excuse would be if my husband made a fabulous dinner or my son surprised me with breakfast, and rather than sticking to my fast, I ate to avoid hurting their feelings. The fear is that I can't do that because I can't meet my obligations of being a good wife and mom. That's not true. Quality time focused on my family, not my willingness to eat every meal with them, reflects my care for them. My refusal to eat only affects me, not my time with them. Lastly, we have work excuses. When vendors bring in the donuts and the deli trays, everyone wants to eat. I had to tell vendors to reserve these items for certain days because we couldn't have all these snacks around the office all the time. I even got rid of my own snack drawer so I would not be tempted when the stress was high. This is about accountability and a major routine change. Stop lying to yourself that you are any less engaged with friends, family, or peers simply because you are choosing not to eat when you aren't hungry or when you know the food is not good for you. People will still have a good time. They will still feel loved, and you are still amazing in whatever role you fill. You have control of whether or not you will make excuses or not, but you have to stop lying to yourself so that you will stop making excuses altogether.